It's commonly accepted that Schlieborn translates into White Mountain, but that in fact isn't true, because at one time there was a race of people in Ireland called the Fir Bullets. And this is predating now the MacBrennans and the O'Hanleys. This is way back in the mists of time. And it's reputed that there was a chieftain, a Fir Bullock chieftain, and his name was Bona. And he lived on the mountain. And he was slain on the mountain by the Tuatha De Danann, another race. And his remains are supposed to be buried on the mountain, and that's why it's called after him. It was Schlieborna, which was shortened. When the Normans came, they simplified everything and they shortened names and they changed it to suit themselves. So it became Schlieborn, and then they thought that Bonn was white, but it's not white. If only to look up at it, it's not white.
There are papers which there was police reports at the time of where the police were to send back reports from each locality as to what effect the famine was having, the potato blight, on the community. And there are letters that follow the sort of progress of it, from letters saying that there's no incidence at the moment of large-scale hunger, to letters saying people are dying. So it's said that the potato blight first appeared in this area on the edges of Schlieborn, and because blight is an airborne a disease for the potato crop, obviously the higher ground, the potato crop got affected quicker up there. So and that led on then obviously to the evictions of people. Well, the assisted passage, which is what the Strokestown, the Mahon family organised. They brought in a guy called John Ross Mahon, nephew, wasn't it, of the major?
No relation,
I see. And he's reputed to have gone on and actually founded Guinness Mahon Bank, which appeared later in the Charlie Haughey incident. But anyway, they brought him in. They'd call him a consultant now, but he came in to look at the estate. His plan was to clear the estate of tenants who weren't able to pay their rent and use the land for more productive purposes or whatever. So they had this assisted passage arrangement where they would get a few bob to get rid of them, and they would get some money towards their journey to America or wherever. But when that didn't work and not enough people left, they then tried to enforce the clearance of the estate, and they were evicting people. And I suppose between all of that, that resulted in the major Dennis Mahon being assassinated out at 4 Mile House, which is the road between Roscommon and Strokestown, if you go that way.